This is KUT. After much back and forth with labor groups, Capital Metro's board of directors approved a final agreement Monday with developers for its Plaza Saltillo project. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
The final agreement addresses two points that labor groups have been pushing for: better wages and on-site supervision. Rick Reed is an attorney for Capital Metro.
The documents will provide for a living wage of $13.03 per hour, and that the monitor will be an independent monitor that will be selected by Capital Metro and the developer.
The 10-acre site in East Austin will be redeveloped to include new apartments, retail, office space, and a public park. Labor advocates rallied outside Capital Metro headquarters last week when the board revealed plans for the redevelopment. The final agreement does not address some of the other issues they've raised, such as workers' compensation. Jose Garza is executive director of the nonprofit Workers' Defense Project. He addressed board members at the meeting.
The people who build our city deserve to live here and work here with dignity and respect. And this is a simple question about how we are holding developers accountable. I applaud many of the standards that you have adopted on this project, but let me be clear, it is not enough.
It's taken months of discussion and input from community groups to come to this final agreement. Cap Metro board member and Austin City Council member Delia Garza hopes the terms of the Plaza Saltillo project will serve as a model for future public-private partnerships.
I don't think it's something that has to be done this way. It should be done because it's the right thing to do, not because it's an 11th-hour deal or agreement or, you know, maybe we'll get this out of the deal. It should be a given. A living wage for people who build our cities should be a given.
Cap Metro says construction is expected to begin late next year and will take 2 to 3 years to complete. Saida Hassan, KUT News.